podcasts. It's like radio, but it's not on the radio.
Hogan Johns.
We will be perfect in every aspect of the game.
Obsession. Being obsessed.
Intercepted by Kyle Fuller. Into the end zone. Pick six, Chicago.
WGN Radio's very own Adam Ho.
Yeah, baby. It's on.
Game on.
And the Chicago Sun-Times, Adam Johns.
To do the vibes.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Bring you Chicago's best Bears coverage.
Go right back to Mizell, and he's into the end zone.
Obsession.
Touchdown, Chicago.
Being obsessed.
And now, here they are.
Perfection.
Hogan Johns.
What's going on? Welcome in. We can officially say today we are coming to you from Radio Row.
You wanted to say
at
that.
At the UC Health Training Center.
You thought about saying that the moment you laid eyes on this row of
I love
tents.
This place. I'm just so... Look, the Bears give us some tents in Bourbonnais. We did a live podcast from one of the tents in Bourbonnais. But we are...
I think that was a bigger tent.
We are literally 15 yards away from the 10-yard line right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
On one of the practice fields here. I mean, they have a whole radio row set up with each individual spot has a tent. And I don't know. We just took over someone's spot.
I can't
here.
See. They don't have many logos up. Maybe in front here. But I'm going to stay seated.
Well, we are here at the Broncos training facility. Part two of our two-part podcast from Denver. This is the Hogan Johns podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at Adam Hogue, H-O-G-E, at Adam Johns, J-A-H-N-S. You can read us at WGNradio.com/Bears. I got a new 10 Bears things up today.
Is that Peyton Manning? I think that's Peyton Manning.
Really?
Pretty sure that's Peyton Manning.
Where? I don't see
anybody. In the parking lot right there. He just came up giving... Yeah, I think that's Peyton Manning. He was here today.
I don't have my binoculars on me anymore.
Well, what the heck?
It might be.
That's Peyton Manning. Yeah.
Well, if he wasn't 100 yards away, really 200 yards, I don't even think I could hit him here with a driver, but I'd ask him to come over and enjoy the podcast. You think he'd do it?
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
You're not really confident in your golf abilities if you can't go that far.
That's farther than you think it is. No, I could hit the parking lot with the driver here.
All right. I like it.
That's pretty far.
Okay.
All right. So it was an interesting day here because of there were a number of notable people here in practice today. Peyton Manning. John Elway, of course, is the GM of the Broncos. He just spoke, had a couple nice things to say about Mitch Trubisky. Todd France, one of Roquan Smith's agents, was also here today at practice, and the day ended
with... Okay, maybe that's not Peyton Manning.
That is a tall guy that sort of looks like
sort of bald, right? Yes.
But Todd France was here and had a conversation with Ryan Pace on the practice field.
Did someone say they bro-hugged?
They bro-hugged at the end. Yeah, there was a bro-hug situation going on there. And so the NFL world spins.
Yes. So you tweeted that.
I like that. Yeah. Was it good?
Yeah. Okay. And the world goes on.
I always need verification from Adam Johns on my tweets.
What'd you think of Roquan today? Same plan as yesterday. I believe.
Yeah. I watched more of the offense today, honest with you.
Me too.
In fact, that's the topic I want to get into as we get going. The snapping of the football, which I think we discussed a little bit yesterday, but coming here today. I want to talk to Cody Whitehair about it. I want to talk to James Daniels about it. I want to talk to Matt Nagy about it and accomplish that goal for today. So that's what I want to start with because it sounds like it's such a simple thing. But Matt Nagy's offense is not going to work if they can't snap the ball.
You don't say.
And it's not just a trend anymore.
No.
It's a problem. I mean, Cody admitted today, they struggled with it a little bit last season. We all saw that. It's on the tape. I didn't think he struggled with the snaps at the start of training camp, but all of a sudden in the last week or so, going back to the game against the Bengals last week and in practice really all week, it's been a problem.
Mitch Trubisky was adamant in his defense of Cody Whitehair today. Did you see there was like an impassioned response?
Yeah.
When was it you who broached the subject with him during the scrum we had with Trubisky today? Obviously, it's a touchy subject. Obviously, Cody Whitehair needs to be better, but Cody Whitehair is Mitch Trubisky's guy. That is his. When he goes to Mentor, Ohio.
Defended.
Yeah. When he goes to Mentor, Ohio to have a camp for the kids, Cody Whitehair goes out there with him. So that is one of his best friends on the team. It's a center. Obviously, they have a tight relationship in that respect. But as Matt Nagy said, if those snaps aren't getting there, it breaks the entire timing of the offense. And we've seen that today. We saw Mitch Trubisky have to throw the ball away today because the snaps were low. We had to pick it off the ground.
So let's hear from each one of these players in order. First, let's start with the head coach, Matt Nagy. I asked him today, as a coach, how do you handle a center that's going through a slump with his snaps? And this was what Matt Nagy had to say.
Well, we understand that, you know, when you say a slump with snaps, I guess you're referring to the actual snap, right, with coming back. So, yeah, there's been some of that. But you want to make sure that he understands and that all the centers understand that, you know, you can't have that. The quarterback's back there. If you're in the shotgun, he needs to get that football coming to him, and it can't be, you know, 2 inches from the ground, and it can't be 3 feet above his head, because what that does is immediately takes him off his progression or off the handoff that he might give to the back. So you want those to be darn near perfect 98% of the time, if not 100. So there's some struggles right now, but we're gonna, you know, stay positive with it. And let me tell you something, it's not just one guy. It's not just one guy.
So finally, it interesting there that at the end he made a point of, because I didn't even mention Cody in the question, but he made a point of,
he knew you were talking
about. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And he made a point of saying, though, that it's not just one person that's struggling. And that's actually fair.
Daniels had a couple.
Daniels has had some issues, and Hronis Grassou was having some issues yesterday. So it's kind of a plague right now for the Bears.
But the thing with Cody White here, though, there's documented proof. It goes back to the actual games. So to see it show up in 2 days against the Denver Broncos, I don't want to say it's discouraging, but you wonder what's going on. That's why there's this raging debate right now going on in Bears Twitter land as to whether he should finally just move to guard and James Daniels should be your number one center.
So,
what do you think?
I
think it might be coming to that. I'm coming around to that opinion.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense if they have a center who can play well. And I don't think we know that yet. I mean, I think the hope is that James Daniels is going to be good, whether he plays center or guard. But like we just mentioned, Daniels has had a couple issues with snaps. And, you know, I was watching him closely in one-on-one drills today. I wasn't terribly, that's a really small sample size, but I wasn't terribly impressed today with his anchoring ability after snapping the football.
Did you just use the word anchoring?
I did, because he was getting bull rushed straight backwards, and that's a problem if your center's getting pushed right back into the quarterback.
Yeah, so you don't want him on ice skates back there.
So, again, really small sample size. I think we saw James Daniels play really well in the game last week, I thought. This game matters. I mean, look, we're setting this up. We had a couple practices here in Denver. There's a game Saturday night. Daniels hasn't played guard in like 2 weeks now, so those are going to be your centers out there, and you're going to have tape with a good amount of playing time on both Cody Whitehair and James Daniels, and I think the coaches are going to watch this game carefully from that standpoint, and maybe if there's snap issues in the game, We come back to Chicago next week, and there's a change on the depth chart, potentially.
Part of our job is reading the tea leaves, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of believing in what we're actually seeing. So with James Daniels primarily only working at center, it tells me that there could be some type of competition brewing. And look, Cody Whitehair is a good, solid, strong interior offensive lineman. The snaps could be a problem, but when that ball is beyond the snap, he's good. I trust him to handle a lot of things, a lot of different players, a lot of different defensive linemen in the middle of the Bears' offensive line. I think he is more than a building block for the Bears. I think he's a culture changer as well in terms of what Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy want here with their kind of brand-new team. But the operation leaves it. It's open for debate, let's be honest. And the more we see James Daniels specifically working only at center, the more it tells me that they're considering not only keeping Daniels there after saying they're going to try him at left guard, but maybe down the line opening the door to move Cody Whitehair to left guard, where he actually started his NFL career before everything went awry that offseason.
Yeah, so let's hear from Cody on this. Cody's a professional.
He is. He true pro.
You understand why everybody respects this kid with the way he handles both things on and off the field and his media responsibilities. So You know, he gets the media request from me and a bunch of others today, I think. Probably knew it was coming. And here's that conversation with Cody Whitehair, which pretty much centered on his snapping issues.
Is it safe to say that you've been struggling a little bit with snaps lately?
Yeah, I mean, I would say yes. It's obviously something I'm working on, something I got to get fixed. You know, so it's a work in progress, and I'm working at it every day.
Yeah, is that common sometimes with centers where you just sort of go into a slump like anything else?
I don't know what it is, but like I said, it's something I'm struggling with, and you know, something I got to get fixed here real soon.
From what I can gather, you're somebody who's really hard on himself when there are mistakes made. So when that occurs, how are you dealing with it?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, because obviously if you don't get the ball to the quarterback, the whole play is messed up. So it's something that I'm, you know, trying to move past, you know, and go to the next play. But, you know, it is in the back of my head, and it's, you know, I care so much that, you know, I got to let it go. But at the end of the day, it's something I'm working on.
Did you have to work through these last year as well? And, you know, can you draw on that too?
Yeah, it was a little bit of an issue last year too. So, yeah, I'm just trying to work on it every day, pre and post practice. And you know, it's different when it's live too. So you got to get those live reps as well.
Is it physical or mental or a little bit of both?
I'm not sure. It's probably both. Yeah. You know, like I said, I just got to keep working on it. The only way to get better is practice.
Pace and your coaches in the offseason kind of talked about how, you know, they really like to get you concentrated on one position instead of having to move around. It seems like that's happened for the most part out here with you sticking at center. Has that helped you?
Yeah, it has. It's really let me see the field better. Really, you know, started to pick up the offense a lot better. You know, and just the snaps, I mean, it, just something I got to work on.
How do you, not that it's going to happen, but if it did, how do you stay fresh if for some reason you had to go to guard at some point?
Just, you know, like I've always told everybody, I'm a team guy, and wherever they need me to play, you know, I'll figure out a way to get it done.
Is it, I mean, when you look back on your move to center 2 years ago, you know, like 1 week before the season, do you even realize like how big that challenge was for you back then?
I just tried to embrace it. You know, I didn't try and think too much, you know, too deep into it. I just, you know, was up for the challenge, and you know, obviously I'm struggling right now, but I'll just keep working through it.
I mean, just in terms of the lateness of that move and the ability to do it, is there anything you know, took away from that experience of just trying to learn it on the fly?
Just that I know I can do it. You know, put in there with a week to practice and stuff. You know, and I did well my rookie year, so I just got to keep focusing on that and, you know, stay positive and keep working on it.
So there's Cody Whitehair, and you heard me kind of bring it up at the end. Not that it's definitely going to happen, but what about the possibility of moving back to guard?
Yeah.
And so,
now what he actually said it a few times, like last year when he actually moved to left guard and right guard. Remember that game he played all three interior offensive line positions? So he is the ultimate team player. I guess I struggle with why the Bears are kind of treating this situation with sensitivity. I guess it comes with the position and having a guy you like and a guy that you covet for your offensive line struggling with the position.
Well, I think they feel better about their depth at guard right now than center. So to make a permanent switch like that, to put Whitehair at guard where you already have more depth, James Daniels better be ready to go play week one against the Packers. And I don't think they know that yet.
Yeah. And look, we've talked about this. Center's more than snapping the ball and getting in the way of a guy. You got to call it the Mike linebacker. You got to help with the checks. You got to get everybody on the offensive line in order. But again, we go back to Cody Whitehair's first year at center. Josh Sitton helped a lot with that. Maybe Cody Whitehair and Kyle Long could aid James Daniels with that as well. What strikes me is very different in terms of those situations. James Daniels played a lot of center at Iowa, was a very good center at Iowa. Cody Whitehair was an offensive tackle in college. Big difference from going all the way outside to all the way in the middle. James Daniels at least has experience taking charge, barking orders, and giving everybody in line. Cody Whitehair did not have that from the get-go when he was a rookie.
Yeah. All right, so we mentioned how Daniels has really only played center for the last couple weeks. I asked him about that today. And not that his struggles snapping the ball have been anywhere near what Cody's been going
through. Wow, you're really doing a big expose in the center.
Well, I'm
center quarterback.
I was curious. You're going to hear in this conversation
this is like an investigative piece.
You got to dig in here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go back to what I started with.
James,
here,
how did Mitch's hands feel on your behind?
Yeah. Well, we didn't get that.
No.
Far.
Not a lot of shotgun anyway.
Yeah. I don't. Not much under center snapping going on. But again, the offense won't work if the ball yep. is not being snapped.
That's true.
To the court. I mean, no, but seriously,
no,
we
no,
saw it's, some it's, ground it's, balls yeah. today.
That's not
I mean,
good.
They're not just a little off to the left. We've seen a couple high ones, a couple low ones, some ones that are just not even getting off the ground. That's why it's actually become an issue here.
You ruin the rhythm of the quarterback. Look, I get if it's off to the left or right a little bit, but when you have to, when the quarterback has to raise his arms, or even worse, pick it up off the ground. Yes, the rhythm is ruined from the get-go.
Well, and there was one moment today in practice, and I don't know what the conversation was, so it may even be a little bit reckless to even bring this up. But in one specific session where Cody struggled snapping the ball in team drills, Dave Ragone, the quarterback coach, went over and said something to Harry Hiestand, the offensive line coach, who then immediately went and talked to Cody Whitehair. Now, I don't know what that conversation was. Maybe it was about the weather. For all I know,
it is nice
but
out.
It would not surprise me if at some point, you know, the quarterback coach is saying to the offensive line coach, "Hey, man, my quarterback needs the ball snapped to him properly to be able to run this stuff and be productive when you only have limited amount of snaps here at a practice." So it's just something to continue to watch. Daniels talked a little bit about comparing the snapping to free throws, to shooting free throws. And so here's that conversation with James Daniels today.
I feel like I've been doing good, just trying to improve every day. So I feel like this week I have improved. And it's nice being able to go against, like, a different team because, like, in practice, like, against the Bears, like, they know exactly, like, how we do things. So it's nice to get a different look and different bodies, different people with different moves, things like that. So I like it.
It seems like it's been a couple weeks since you've gotten some work at guard. Is there a reason for that?
I'm not sure. You have to ask the coaches about that. But I know with Hronis is just coming back off an injury. So I know that had something to deal with it. But I'm not. You have to ask coaches about that.
Obviously comfortable at center. How did you feel like you performed in last week's game and since then?
I feel like I did, decent last week's game. There's a lot of stuff I could improve on. I thought I was sloppy with my technique last week. So this week, that's what I've been focused on, is just certain technique things. And that's what I've been trying to do this week, especially in these practices.
How comfortable are you? I mean, for whatever the reason is, you've been working more at center lately. So how, before that happened, how comfortable were you getting at guard? And if you have to go back there, where do you think you'll be?
I feel pretty good. I mean, Harry does a good job at coaching me at guard or at center. So I felt like with his coaching, I feel like I've been pretty comfortable at guard.
Just as a center, obviously the snap is so important, and it looks like it's so easy to do, but it's harder than it looks, I'm assuming. Do centers get in funk sometimes with that? Is it sort of like, can you get in a slump with snapping?
Yeah, it's something you just have to focus on. I compare it to, like, free throws. Like, it's just easy, but, I mean, okay, it's not easy. I mean, if you focus on it, it's easy. You just have to make sure you focus on it and do your same routine every single time. Because, like, with free throw, if you don't focus on it, if you don't do your same routine, you're going to miss them. So you just have to, every time you go up to the line, make sure you put your hand the same way, you call, make the calls or whatever. Just make sure you do the same thing every single time.
What do you do when you get into a slump with snaps?
Just realize what I'm doing wrong, focus, and just try to, like, after practice, just get, like, a couple snaps and just realize what I'm doing wrong.
So Daniels with the politically correct way of answering questions about, hey, man, you haven't played guard in a while. That's interesting. But I don't know. We're going to have to see how all this plays out. I think here in the short term, as we set this up for Saturday's game, just watch the centers closely.
Yeah.
I think you're going to see...
Well, I think everybody will see a muff snap if it happens.
Right. But also the blocking matters,
yes,
too.
Yes.
I mean, we need to find out if James Daniels can block consistently. And also keep in mind as you watch that Cody's going up against the ones and James is going up against the twos.
Matt Nagy has said that there is... call it a point of no return where he wants continuity established on that offensive line. They're not going to have a situation where, hey, let's try Kyle Long at right guard, week one. How you doing out there, boss? They're not going to have that.
Well, I hope
year.
Not.
No,
they better not
have
week
it.
One,
yes,
and they
yes.
say, oh, by the way, James Daniels is now our center, and Whitehair hasn't practiced at guard, but that's where he's going to start.
Different coaching staff, different mindset here, especially with the focus completely being around Mitch Trubisky. I don't think Matt Nagy will ever do that to Mitch Trubisky. He needs to feel comfortable back there, and making abrupt changes like that would not do that. I think going into that preseason game, that, God, how many preseason games have we had this year? Like 100? Going up against the Chiefs.
Two.
Yes, yes. The Chiefs, which would be the third preseason game if you don't count the Hall of Fame game.
Right.
I think whatever the offensive line is that game, that's what they're sticking with come week one. So if you're going to make a change, it happens after what you see against the Denver Broncos. Not only what happened the two past days here at practice, but what happens on Saturday.
And you bring up Mitch. I mean, Mitch will probably have a say in this. You would think so. Which brings us back to what we talked about a little while ago, which is what his comments were about this situation today,
yeah.
How much he passionately defended Cody Whitehair, and here's what Mitch said.
Cody knows I got his back, and Cody cares more about this team and this game than pretty much anybody. So if you guys knew how much Cody loved this game and this team, there wouldn't be any questions about it. So I'm not worried one bit. He's going to continue to work at it. He's got a lot on his plate right now with a lot of calls and checks, as do I. So we're doing a lot of thinking. So the more we could think less and just go out there and play. I mean, he's been practicing, and we're going to get it down. So I'm not worried about Cody one bit. He's a heck of a player, and I love having him on our O-line and our center.
So there it is. You got the whole, I don't know what you want to call it, but everybody there that could talk about snapping the football, you got it today, all right? Except maybe Harry Hiestand, who's not available to us. I like getting into the football. It's good.
That pauses me. He's telling you, okay,
time to move on.
Maybe let's talk about Mitch's throws to the touchdown throws to Allen Robinson, the touchdown throw to Trey Burton. The tight ends have looked good here. I know what everything starts with the snap, my friend, and I can't wait to read your 5,000-word think piece on it. But I thought Mitch Trubisky.
This is all going to be one thing, by the way.
One thing? One every thing. 10 things? That's a lot of
A lot of things within the thing.
Yes, you can have like a 1A, 1B, and 1C with the amount of research you've done on this whole exchange thing here with the Bears.
I get
the importance, though,
my friend. I tend to get football-y.
Yeah, no, it's all right. I like that about you. It's good, amongst other things. But in terms of Trubisky, my takeaways here is, look, I don't think he threw an interception. A couple close balls.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that.
He didn't throw one interception. He kind of forced a throw to Adam Shaheen today in the red zone. That was a near interception. But overall, other than the center quarterback exchange on the shotgun snaps, a decently strong performance, I think, out of Mitch Trubisky.
Also, he's handled those snaps really well. The ones that have been off to the left, low, or whatever, we haven't really seen him fumble any of them.
Yeah.
Even the ground ball today.
Even like the ground balls, he's doing the right thing. He's not going to try to force the throw. He's throwing a couple of those away. That's going to happen in regular season games. It's going to happen in week 4, week 5, whatever. Mistakes happen. Cody Whitehair or James Daniels is not going to be perfect, but for him to recognize that the thing's already muffed, to not force the throw, to him not to scramble around and maybe get hurt, I like the mentality that he has. I thought he had a very good 2 days here against the Broncos.
I think overall you should be encouraged with this Bears offense. There's been a lot of talk about the interceptions that Mitch has thrown. Nagy kept trying to say, hey, look, man, we're throwing a lot at him. It's going to happen. I think it's very positive that as they dial this back now, to things that they know they're going to run that they feel confident are going to work, and they do it against a different defense, looks they haven't seen in practice every day, that the offense looks so good down here in these two practices. Now, let's see how it looks Saturday night in the game, but I've come away really impressed. You mentioned the tight ends. Deion Sims hasn't even been out here, but Adam Shaheen and Trey Burton look
yeah, they're good. They look good.
And the Broncos are having problems. Look, the whole point of this offense, really any offense, but the whole point is specifically Matt Nagy's schemes. Find the mismatch. There's going to be a mismatch on every play. Find it. I think Mitch consistently did that over these 2 days.
Yeah.
Whether it was Kevin White at times even. I've been hard on Kevin. He had a good couple days. I'm going to give him that. He deserves that. Anthony Miller getting involved.
He's better today than yesterday, yeah.
You mentioned Allen Robinson, who's going to play Saturday night. A lot of positives.
I thought it was
away.
Notable that Nagy specifically mentioned that he liked the, let's call it a blossoming chemistry between Trey Burton, Allen Robinson, and Mitch Trubisky. Something is being established. It was clear with Burton. I thought it's been clear really since OTAs that something was good has been in the works. But to see Burton get open against different competitions, some better, different inside linebackers. Brandon Marshall's a pretty darn good player. To have space against those guys to be wide open in the back of the end zone, I thought that it was notable. But to see Allen Robinson get up and go up and get it, I forget who the cornerback was, but to leap over him in the corner of the end zone and make that splash play that he was signed to do, to have Mitch Trubisky run over to him and give him a hug, that's a very encouraging sign, especially here against the Broncos.
Another notable thing, I'm glad we didn't leave with this because I don't like making too big of a deal of it. Things got a little feisty today.
Yeah.
Yesterday it was surprisingly clean. Today, there were, I think at one point, there were even some punches being thrown.
And here comes the lawnmower.
Give me the ambiance here. That's how close we are to the practice field. We're not lying to you.
Yes. He's not even mowing it. He's just blowing it. Huh. Yeah, who was it?
You're going to give us a breakdown of the groundskeeper?
The groundskeeper, when he comes back, it makes some more noise. I didn't like seeing Anthony Miller throw a punch, which he did. We saw Matt Nagy kind of bring him to the side and speak specifically to him, and then another fisticuffs broke out. DeAndre Hall's going nuts out there. He's screaming. So we saw Matt Nagy actually take immediate control. I thought this was kind of notable. Just bring the entire who was it? Gunner's drill. Brought all the Broncos together, and he brought all the Bears together, and he just said, enough is enough. I know we're all men here, but we all have to get through this healthier. This is all about practice and getting better. So I thought that was kind of unique to see first-year head coach take control of two football teams.
Yeah, and the offensive linemen were getting frustrated with the Broncos hitting some of their ball carriers at times. Harry Keith Stan kept saying, look, the head coach doesn't want us to fight. You're not going to fight.
Yeah.
And that's the bottom line here. You know, at one point, Akeem Hicks turned around to us and said, hey, it's not a joint practice if they're not fighting.
Yeah, that's true.
And that was away from where the fights were occurring, but the rest of the players knew what was going on.
Yeah. And you know what? Some of those drills that they were doing, again, the gunner drills during special teams, and then later some other blocking drills in terms of kickoff coverage and whatnot, those lent to emotions being fired up. You got guys going at full speed. Sometimes these gunners, it's the one guy versus the two guys, and those guys are bullying him all the way to the ground. Here comes our friend in the lawnmower again. So, look, it's going to happen. Do you want to see it happen? No. Should I be quiet now?
It's all right. It's
good that
this
nobody
is radio
got hurt.
Row, baby.
Look, yeah. I didn't like seeing Anthony Miller throw a punch. It was good to see him catch. Make some kind of acrobatic catches later in practice after that early kerfuffle. But, yeah, it's going to happen. It's hot out here, too.
Yeah. But it's a dry heat, right?
Yeah, it was hot.
What is what else should we be taking away from these?
Well, here,
did you watch Roquan closer today?
No, not really at all. It was the same plan Matt Nagy said for him today. So we saw him handle play calls today and yesterday. It is what it is. He's going to take some time to really get himself acclimated. What I want to see come Saturday, I want to see some good things from the offensive. I think fans want to see it. Last week was not good against the Bengals.
Right.
What was it, -4 yards and 8 plays or something like that? I think they want to see a bit more. I think they deserve to see a bit more. I'm not saying Matt Nagy has to reveal his entire playbook, and nor will he. But I think you need to move the ball, have Mitch Trubisky feeling good about what he's established, because he had 2 good days here. It would be good to see him take that on to full live contact finally on Saturday.
Yeah, that's really the key. I mean, you're here throughout from the point you get to Bourbonnais in the middle of July to when you face the Packers September 9th. You're just trying to build the thing, right? And so you want to see progress from week to week. You know, we get in this trap with preseason games and saying they don't really matter. They do matter. The result doesn't matter. The wins and losses don't matter. Individual performances, and then adding that up together a little bit to see progress from your offense, progress from your defense as the preseason moves along, that stuff does matter. And so when you see last week, it was a small sample size, but the offense struggled. Well, all right, here they are now. They've had a good couple practices in Denver against a good defense, by the way. Now the Bullets go live on Saturday night. Let's see how it all looks. And you just want to see them build from that not great performance against the Bengals. See some momentum build here.
I think the defense has to be better, specifically the secondary. Lots of cheers coming from the other side of the field. I know you and I watched a lot of the offense. But I took note of all the cheers from the Broncos fans watching the Broncos offense against the Bears starting defense. Lots of cheers going on there. I think we talked about it yesterday. There were some miscommunications in the secondary, especially at safety. Obviously, you're missing Prince Mukamara. A lot of things are going on. You got some moving pieces there, I know, but I don't know if it was quite as good for the defense as it was for the offense here against the Broncos.
Danny Trevathan expects to play, so I think that some of the issues we saw against the Bengals will be resolved a little bit there, because having Danny out there on the field. The depth at cornerback, though, is a little bit of a question mark, specifically outside. Just not with Prince not being out here the last few days, and he didn't play against Cincinnati. It's I mean, look, Marcus Cooper, there's no question, is struggling and has struggled in a Bears uniform. The depth inside at the slot spot is a lot better than outside.
Yeah, well, even Kevon LeBlanc is probably one of your depth pieces outside as well. I mean, him and Cooper are your top reserves beyond, you know, Bryce Callahan being your nickelback. So, yeah, it has not been a good summer for some of those guys. Even Kevon LeBlanc, I don't want to say it's been a step back, but he was a lot... I've seen better than him. I'll just leave it at that.
Sure.
We've seen better from him in the past. I don't know if he's trying to settle in to find a new role or what's amiss there. But, yeah, that is concerning. I think you feel better a little bit about the safety position. I've actually been a little bit impressed by DeAndre Hall a little bit. Boy, can he move. He's athletic.
He's fast,
he's got
yeah.
the size. Now it's all about recognizing his own place and his own responsibilities back there. That's why Adrian Amos is counted on. He's reliable with his assignments. But DeAndre Hall, I really think he's kind of come on over the past couple weeks.
Well, in the game against the Bengals last week, he was flying to the football. Unfortunately, the football was getting there before him. So that's what you want to see improve. Can he break up some of those passes instead of just making a nice tackle after they've been completed? Well, that's going to do it for us, I think, here from Denver today.
I can't stop sneezing. Did we get any on the audio?
Well, the guy with the blowing machine is blowing.
And the guy with the vacuum machine. Look at that thing. It's a vacuum.
Yeah, they're vacuuming
sucking up
the
grass.
Field.
Yes.
It's interesting watching this stuff. Great facility here the Broncos have. I can't wait to see when Hallis Hall is done.
Yeah.
How nice it's going to be. Because, you know, we make these trips to the other facilities, and you see how nice they are around the NFL, and you kind of realize, wow. This renovation that the Bears are doing is way overdue.
Oh, yeah, it is. You know what the Broncos have, though, that the Bears will not, though? You see that pink building back there?
Yes, I do see a pink building.
That's the county jail.
Oh!
Hence the no windows.
Yeah, I don't think they need a jail here, but...
No, fun fact.
Yeah. All right. I don't know how you knew that, but good job. Good investigative work. All right, well, we will keep investigating here. Snap issues and depth issues and county jails nearby. Well, that's what you come to expect here on the Hogue and Johns podcast. That's going to do it for episode 167. It's going to do it for us here, our two partner from Denver, Colorado. It's been a nice couple of days. We'll be back, obviously, next week recapping the game. And then next week's the game that really matters, right, against the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll see if there's any changes on the offensive line or anything like that. But for now, I'm looking forward to the game Saturday.
Yeah, it's good 2 days here.
And a day off tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, they didn't say anything about a walkthrough.
No.
Bill Belichick and John Fox haven't showed up yet.
Ruining our days.
Just keep them away. Stay away.
Hey, this used to be Foxy's home.
I know. I don't know if he's allowed back here anymore.
Yeah.
He's an analyst now, so he might have to come here. All right. That's going to do it for us. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Hogue, H-O-G-E, at Adam Johns, J-A-H-N-S. We'll both be at the game Saturday. Plenty of updates there. Read us at WGNradio.com/Bears. My 10 Bears things up and new. Johnsy's got practice observations, tons of stuff, both yesterday, today, and over the weekend as well. And please rate and review the podcast. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, the Google Play Store, TuneIn, wherever you listen to your podcast. It's available. Check it out, rate it, review it, tell your friends. We appreciate you doing that. That's going to do it for us here in Denver, Colorado. Hope you enjoy, and enjoy the game Saturday night.
See ya.